By 1783, the Bavarian government saw the Illuminati as a direct threat to the established order and outlawed the organization, which prompted many members to flee Germany, only spreading their philosophies farther. Many researchers today believe the Illuminati still exists and that the order's goals are nothing less than the abolition of all government, private property, inheritance, nationalism, the family unit, and organized religion. This belief partially comes from the intriguing notion that the much-denounced Protocols of the Elders of Zion, used widely since its publication in 1864 to justify anti-Semitism, was actually an Illuminati document with Jewish elements added later for disinformation purposes. Even though the Illuminati faded from public view, the monolithic apparatus set in motion by Weishaupt may still exist today, commented author William T. Still. Certainly, the goals and methods of operation still exist. Whether the name Illuminati still exists is really irrelevant. No one can doubt that socialism, whether Illuminati-inspired or not, has come to the United States, and socialism is the cornerstone of Nazi philosophy. Beginning with seemingly innocuous programs like Social Security, and continuing through a myriad of government programs such as Medicare, farm subsidies, food stamps, and student entitlements, it seems that nearly every aspect of life today involves the centralized federal government, which, since the attacks of 9/11, continues to draw ever more power unto itself. USA Today reported, a sweeping expansion of social programs since 2000 has sparked a record increase in the number of Americans receiving federal government benefits such as college aid, food stamps, and health care. A USA Today analysis of 25 major government programs found that enrollment increased an average of 17% in the programs from 2000 to 2005. Socialism has come to America because the National Socialists of the New World Order recognize that any social program requires central authority. And they know full well that with their immense wealth and power, they can control any central authority. Over the years, they have masked this creep of socialism by distracting appeals to nationalism. Americans are constantly reminded that the United States is God's gift to the world, the epitome of freedom and democracy. Patriotism has been used to fan the flames of nationalism among Americans. Today, anyone who criticizes foreign policy, overseas military interventions, or even questions national policies opens themselves to charges of being unpatriotic.